microphone. Sorry. There we go. Okay, so when I trust you to hold a ladder, I can climb on the roof, install a satellite dish, and get 500 additional channels of entertainment. Trust enhances capability. Trust also requires risk. You might get distracted and let the ladder fall with me on it. Make sure I'm working. Thomas Edison trusted that he would find a filament that would sustain light, even though thousands of his previous attempts had failed. Trust can also be an act of laziness. I trust your answer so that I don't have to ponder the question.
Can you speak in the microphone?
Yes, I'm sorry. Each of us has an alchemy of equations by which we derive trust. Trust is sometimes rational, sometimes not. It's always emotional. It's a feeling. When I feel trust, I'm open to collaboration. Trust can be difficult to measure. Online trust is different. It includes some of the same individual equations as regular trust, but it lacks sensory data. I can't smell you online yet. Our big idea is that online trust can be measured. It's computational, not confused by sensory data and habitual trust cues, like body language. Through measure, trust can become a commodity. It was Rene Descartes who first introduced the importance of measure, and Western science was the result. The APA Trust Lab is a multidisciplinary team of researchers that is leveraging semantic technologies to deploy a measure of online trust, starting with the simple set of variables about the conditions of the machine, the environment, and the policies that accompany online human attribute assertions. These transparent provenance variables will be exposed as RDF-XML and JSON object files on the machine where the assertions originate. Anyone can apply their own reasoning and trust assessment algorithms to these variables. In order to transact provenance payloads, APA joined the Open Identity Exchange, or the OIX. This is a team of rivals and four trust framework providers with assertions accepted by the US and UK governments. The published trust framework standardizes provenance assertions for human attributes for algorithmic determination of reliability in a secure linked data network. These human attributes can be extended from their sources at the discretion of the attribute owner and can be bound around any online identity at will. We have a new opportunity to measure trust, reduce latency, and friction, and make science better by creating and distributing verified and interchangeable claims that prepare the ground for a thriving online ecosystem. We hope that you'll join us or let us join you in publishing trust and making payloads of provenance available for machine reasoning and research in scholarly communities. Thank you.
I know of some online work on trying to determine trust by looking at certain indicators on the web, sort of on the social web, scholarly articles. And the problem those people run into is the difference between popularity and sort of truth. If a lot of people believe some religious person and he says certain things, it may not be true, it may not even be trustworthy, but a lot of people believe that. So one has to make someone, either you trust that, right? Or you have some experts who say, no, we're the ultimate authorities. How does one mediate between the different sort of ultimate authorities of trust?
Well, that's a good question. What we're doing is starting with a very simple evaluation. So we're looking at, and this goes back to levels of assurance in the US government's way of reckoning. So we're looking at basically what are the conditions of the machine where this assertion is coming from? Is it sitting in my basement? Is it on a secure network? So we're looking at very basic core parts of the assertion. And then who's making the assertion? Is it a trusted party? Is it just an individual? So that these components become a part of that payload of provenance. It's there to be evaluated. But it's starting with very simple measures so that we're looking at what we can measure. And then I think then when we get to reputation, of course, that's a much higher calculation that has to take place. So just starting with very simple measures, but being able to know that this, under what conditions I can trust this assertion.
Questions from the audience? other comments from the judges? All right, thank you again.